Todd Rodabaugh, Director of Producer and State Relations.
Perfect. So we're here at the Midwest Pork Conference. Tell me a little bit about your talk or what you will be talking about today.
Sure. So I'll be updating the audience a little bit on the current situation with African swine fever, as well as the pork checkoff's reactions to ASF and foreign animal disease in general, and then specifically talk about the Secure Pork Supply Plan.
What is the ASF update and what is going on right now?
Sure. So ASF continues to be and have a presence in China. That's what's really gaining the attention of the industry right now. And so the pork checkoff is working with our producers, states, and state and federal agencies just to keep them in the know on the current situation, making sure they're updated on the latest information and talking about activities that we can do to prevent ASF from coming into the United States.
Why is that so important?
It's important because African swine fever has not been in the United States before, and the OIE, or World Health Organization, lists ASF as a trade-limiting disease, meaning if ASF came into the U.S., it would limit trade. Trade is obviously a very important part of the pork industry here in the U.S. It accounts for a little over a quarter of our pork production so far. And so we want to make sure that that market channel stays open and do anything we can biosecurity-wise to prevent ASF from coming into the U.S. and onto our farms.
Tell me a little bit about the Secure Pork Plan.
Pork Supply Plan has been a plan that we have been working very closely with USDA and APHIS, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, to put together. In the event that a foreign animal disease does enter into the U.S., producers participating in the Secure Pork Supply Plan will have some route to continue business continuity, meaning they will be able to continue in moving their animals on and off their site, provided that they are not infected with the foreign animal disease and they are following the parameters laid out in the Secure Pork Supply Plan.
Producers who do want to know more about that, where can they go to find that?
Thanks for that question. All the information can be found on the Secure Pork Supply Plan's website, which is securepork.org. Additionally, there's a lot of information on the current situation with foreign animal diseases on National Pork Board's website, which is pork.org/FAD.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Just that we appreciate producers staying vigilant and working with us to stay on top of the current information and thinking about the steps that they can do before any type of foreign animal disease gets into the U.S. Now is the time to be having those conversations and thought processes so we can be properly prepared in the event that that does happen in the future.